I think I need to like fix this hopeless romantic in me because I think it's like ruining my love life a little bit. If you guys are new here, my name's Hannah. Maybe I've been purposefully choosing partners that like I don't see a future with because I like almost don't believe that I like deserve love. I'm kind of like love bombing myself. I'm just gonna do a cozy little episode today. I've been having some feelings, some thoughts. Yeah, I just feel like I haven't shared with you cookies in a minute. If you guys are new here, my name's Hannah. A lot of people call me Hannah Cat because there's so many Hannah Lees. But I've been having a rough day, you guys. And I like hate to blame my period because I'm allowed to have emotions and my emotions are justified, and I don't even need to justify emotions, honestly, but like I think my period this round has really been affecting me. The main thing that I want to talk about. Oh, also here, we're gonna have my little, his name is Eggs 2.0 because I washed Eggs 1.0 in the washer and you can't do that. But the main thing that I want to talk about is how I think being a hopeless romantic is like ruining my life, which is like so fucking dramatic, but like it's my life. I'm allowed to be dramatic. But okay, so I just came back from Portland with my girlfriends, with my sister. It was a sister trip. And basically on this trip, we recognized that I am a hopeless romantic, which I'm like literally all the content I consume, including reading. Like, I've been reading so much because it's like so like romantic cute novels, you know what I mean? But like one of the things we recognize is like some people only like watch K-dramas like the next episode because they want to see what happened. But for me, I'm like, no, mine is like, I wish that was me. And so my sister is like, what? Like, what? That's how you think? Like, guys, the stare that I got at dinner that day was like so crazy. Like, people were, they were just staring at me. They were like, you're like this? And I'm like, yeah. Are you not? Like, is that not the reason why you watch K-dramas? And so I think like recognizing that, I think that's like why any stranger I see on the street, they're like, I'm like already envisioning my life with them. Like, I'm falling in love with strangers every single day just because like it's been like implanted into my brain that like I'm gonna have some kind of meet cute, and like I'm gonna be at a bookstore and like they're gonna approach me, or like I'm gonna be at the gym and then they're gonna like be like, oh, like do you need a spot? Like, it's like literally crazy. Like, I hope you guys know that I go into every single setting with an open mind and open heart because I think I'm gonna find love that day. But like, I think I need to like get a grasp on reality because I don't think that this is like healthy for me. I think this is why when I like go out on like one date and like it's really really good, I am like automatically in love with them. Like, so recently I actually like went out with this guy that I met on Coffee Meets Bagel, and like I'm not really a Coffee Meets Bagel girly. Like, that was very 2017, but let me tell you what happened. I downloaded it just because I was like, I wonder what it's like. And I think because it has like quote unquote like more like dorky people, like more like maybe like naive people on it, like not just people who are like going through the rounds of like downloading and then deleting and then downloading and deleting Hinge, like the people on there like tend to be like very responsive, like in my experience, like very genuine, right? And so this was like the second guy that I was meeting off the app, and essentially we like went to dinner and just like had such a great time. Like, he was like, just like he had like such good energy, positive energy, was like really into like getting to know me. It was like all green flags, you know? And he has like said like, oh, I'm not a great texter, which like, to be quite fair, almost a lot of the guys I like talk to, I'm like, oh, I'm not a great texter. And like also low key, like I'm also not an amazing texter. Like I would much rather see you in person. And so he like gave me that warning, but basically I like met up with him, you know, we had this great date, this great dinner, and like he on the date had told me like, oh, I like have a tendency to like get into things really quickly. And then as a joke, I was like, do you love bomb? And then he was like, oh yeah, I think I do. And then I was like, oh, okay. Cause like, I think that like, because I am a hopeless romantic, I sway more that way, like more love bomby than not, which yes, I'll admit. Because I'm just like, oh my gosh, like this is what all the things, all the books that I've been reading, all the movies I've watched, like all the rom-coms of the 90s and the 2000s, like this is what they've taught me. And so I had that like, you know, I was kind of like, oh, okay, maybe he love bombs. And then like later on in the date, like towards the end, he was like, wow, I like really like you. And I was like feeling it too. And I was like, yeah, I think I like you too. And it was just like a very like cute moment. And then after that, I decided to be a little bold. So I don't know if you guys watched 19 to 20. It's like the Korean Netflix, like reality dating show, but it's basically like these 19-year-olds who are about to turn 20. And also, if you guys convert that into like American age, it's 18-year-olds turning 19. And so it's all of their like first dating experiences, to be honest. And one of the girls on there is, she's so cute, like literally one of the cutest human beings I've ever seen. Like she cries like this. I'm gonna teach myself how to cry like that. But she's so straightforward. Like she's always like, 솔직히 말할게? 솔직히 말할게? I don't know if I'm saying that. 솔직히 말할게? Like she'll just be like, 그냥 솔직히 말해, which is like, just give it to me straight. And I think I'm like trying to like take on a little bit of that. And so after the date, I was like, what did he say? Here, let me read it to you guys. I said, like, yesterday was fun. Like, can't wait to see you again. I don't really say, like, can't wait to see you again. That is, like, so assumptive, right? But he had said on the date, like, oh, yeah, we're definitely going to be, like, seeing each other again, right? And so I, like, took that as, like, confidence and validation, right? Like, this wasn't as scary of a text as I thought it would be, right? And so he hearted the can't wait to see you again message. And then he responded like 6 hours later, and I was kind of like, what the fuck? There was no validation to my message of like, can't wait to see you again. Would you guys overthink that? Because I think at the beginning, I like tend to run really, really anxious, because to be honest, guys, I don't like a lot of people on the first date. Like usually it's neutral, which maybe that's how it should be, because like you don't know the person yet. But like, I like was really like, I was feeling our conversation over dinner. Like our conversation was really good. Like there were no awkward silences, no nothing. And so for him to like not affirm that he also like had a good time getting to know me, I think just like got me like really in my head. And it just like doesn't feel good. Like these last like couple of days, yeah, he's like said like I'm a bad texter and whatnot, but I just like feel like already there's like inconsistency. And I just got dinner with my friend Megan. She hasn't been on the podcast yet because she lives up in Sacramento, but during this hangout I was just like, bitch, you're reading me like a book, because literally she was like, you're not really a foodie. And I was like, you're kind of right. I think that there's a level. She's like you wouldn't spend like $200-$300 on a meal. And I was like, you're right. Like when I do spend that much, I'm like, yeah, that was good, but it's not like bringing me as much joy as like a pair of shoes would, to be quite honest. And so she was literally reading me like a book. And one of the things that she had said was, I don't like this. He's already being inconsistent from the beginning and you don't deserve that. And I was like, you're fucking right. Like, why am I holding on to him like so hard? we've literally met once, and like I already am like so invested. Like, it's not even like, okay, to be honest, I feel a little love bombed, but it's also like I'm kind of like love bombing myself. Like, I pay so much attention to like the little things and the good things that I like. And like, yeah, that's good, but like maybe I like shouldn't be reading into it this much. Like, I know I shouldn't be reading into it this much. And so I think I need to like fix this like hopeless romantic in me, because I think it's like ruining my love life a little bit. Like, I'm just getting like so worked up and like so hurt when like in reality, like they don't owe me anything, right? And like, okay, I talked to my sister about this, and she was saying like, don't let, like, no guy should have like this much control over your emotions. And I'm like, damn, like you're 100% right. But to be honest, like this happens with everyone. Like, I can literally name like the last like three guys that I've like had like huge crushes on, and like a lot of it I think is like me being freaking delusional and like not grounding myself in reality when it comes to dating. And like, I think that's okay to an extent, but I think that I've like almost like taken things to like a detrimental level, because like, why in my daily freaking life, like 24/7, am I thinking about guys like this? Like, I need a cleanse. Like, okay, I know I like went on like a dopamine cleanse when it comes to the dating apps, because right, like I said, like prior to this like Coffee Meets Bagel thing, like guys, I was off of dating apps for like months. Like, it's been the longest dating break I've taken in like a while, like maybe 2 years. And so like, how am I gonna go about like fixing the hopeless romantic in me? Okay, I think twofold. I think number one, let's not read into every nice thing someone does. Yes, like they should like be treating you nicely, and like I like a little bit of princess treatment, to be quite honest. I'm a little princessy. But maybe like not putting so much weight and like being like, oh, they did this, so they're like this. Like, a lot of times I'll be like, oh, they like made a dinner reservation, and so that means like they'll like take care of me and like plan the date, and like they're being considerate, and like that means that they're interested. Like, I'll just like spiral almost like in a good way, but like I think it's in a bad way. You know what I mean? Okay, so number one, that. And then number two, I also think I need to stick around long enough to make sure that I'm getting to know them, because I think I've noticed that I get like really scared of like being vulnerable when it comes to romantic relationships. Like, in my like personal friendships, even with like my family, like I'm pretty vulnerable, but I have come to realize that getting vulnerable in a romantic relationship is really scary to me. Like, I think it's like really, really like terrifying to like open yourself up to somebody enough for them to like potentially like not love and accept you for who you are fully. And like, I think that like comes from like my own perfectionism and like rejection of self. And so I think the only way to work through that is like by actually like seriously dating and like taking myself seriously. Like, maybe the last like couple years of me dating has like been like me not taking myself seriously enough. So let's take ourselves seriously, y'all. I think that's the big thing. Like, I deserve love, and I deserve like a human that I like. And like, maybe I'm like feeling a little bit hopeless lately, and like that's like shitty. Like, that like really fucking sucks, to be honest. But I know my friends and my family like love me so much, and like I deserve that in a partner. And like, maybe I've been purposefully choosing partners that like I don't see a future with, because I like almost like don't believe that I like deserve love. Like, guys, the quote I've been repeating to myself is, we accept the love we think we deserve. to me. Literally the way that Logan Lerman affects my current daily love life is crazy. That's so funny. And so, yeah, maybe this is just a reminder to myself that, like, I need to, like, take my love life seriously. Like, and also that, like, I'm deserving to be, like, happy and loved. And it's gonna be really fucking scary. Like, I think it'll be one of the scariest things I'll ever do, is, like, actually be vulnerable with a partner. But I guess, like, thinking about future me, I would always regret it if I, like, never opened myself up to be in, like, a healthy, romantic, like, loving, fulfilling relationship. So, yeah, those are some of the thoughts I've been having. Are you guys, like, also, like, hopeless romantics too, though? Like, am I feel, like, really alone in this. Because when I, like, look at, like, my friends, I think they're pretty, like, grounded in reality. But to be honest, guys, for how many dates I've gone on, I still feel, like, really inexperienced when it comes to dating. Because I haven't, like, been in... Okay, I've been in, like, one long-term relationship, but, like... It almost, like, in a way, like, I feel like I shouldn't count it, because I don't think I ever really, like, got vulnerable. Like, I was still, like, closed off and chilled off. And I think it just has to do with, like, the time. And, like, I know that, like, my ex, like, wasn't my person. And so I think that was, like, the reason why we ultimately broke up. But, like, maybe I have, like, some, like, relationship anxiety. I think that's, like, very much possible. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Also, these are my clean clothes. I have outside clothes and then inside clothes, but yeah, don't judge me. But yeah, just some thoughts I've been having. Okay, I'll catch you guys in the next one.